From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Karl Rove is stepping down at the end of the month. He's a controversial political legend, President Bush's deputy chief of staff and most trusted senior advisor. Rove made the emotional announcement earlier today on the South Lawn of the White House with the president at his side.
Mr. President, the world's turned many times since our journey began. We've been at this a long time. It was over 14 years ago that you began your run for governor. And over 10 years ago that we started thinking and planning about a possible run for the presidency. And it's been an exhilarating and eventful time. Through it all, you've remained the same man. Your integrity, character, and decency have remained unchanged and inspiring. Through all those years, I've asked a lot of my family, and they've given all I've asked and more. And now it seems the right time to start thinking about the next chapter in our family's life.
For more, we've got Ron Christie, vice president of the lobbying firm DC Navigators and a former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Ron, great to have you on again.
Brian, nice to join you today.
So it's been a tough year for Karl Rove. His efforts at reworking Social Security and immigration policy did not pass, and he's deflecting tough questions about his involvement in the firing of U.S. attorneys. Do you think this was a factor in his departure?
I don't. I've known Karl Rove ever since the year 2000, and he has been a tireless advocate then on behalf of Governor Bush. And he, of course, was the famous architect of the president's election as president of the United States and his subsequent reelection to that office, a very impressive feat given the really lack of individuals who've been able to succeed as president of the United States for two successive terms. But looking specifically at Karl Rove behind the scenes, I saw him many, many mornings in the president's senior staff meetings at 7:30 in the morning, often in the office in the 6 o'clock hour, and often not leaving until midnight or later, and looking for Darby, his wife, and his son, who's now in college back in Texas, after 8 years really of working side-by-side with the president when he first decided to run for office. It seems to me this is the natural nexus and the natural exit point for Karl,
not any other considerations. Let me ask you this. He, even his detractors, people who hated him, people who were fighting for the other team, thought he was one of the best political strategists in America. When his legacy is written into the history books, will that stand out more than all of the recent mire with the administration?
I think it will. I mean, so much has been made of Karl Rove being the architect for his political acumen. But I think once history takes a reflection upon Karl Rove and his contributions in the White House, he'll also be known as the policy architect. He was the instrumental force behind the Social Security reform efforts and immigration reform, as you mentioned at the top of the package. But he was also instrumental in steel trade policy, agriculture policy, health care, and as recently, of course, as the wiretapping issue that the president's confronted in recent weeks. So I think his detractors and his supporters alike will recognize that this is a brilliant political mind and one that we haven't seen in generations.
Well, Ron, thanks so much.
Farai, nice to be with you today.
Ron Christie is vice president of the lobbying firm DC Navigators and a former special assistant to President George W. Bush. And